Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Highs level off around 87 today under mainly sunny skies. Winds out of the south, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows dip down to about 54. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 78. Daytime highs approaching 71 Friday under mainly sunny skies. 68 Saturday, chance for showers. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently 71.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Hi, I'm Max Dutton. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. President Trump says the United States is extending its ceasefire with Iran. The ceasefire was set to expire today as the status of peace talks later this week in Pakistan remains unclear. Garden City school officials working with local police after a bomb threat Tuesday afternoon. Someone called near the end of the school day and reported there was a bomb inside the school. After a thorough investigation, authorities determined there was no bomb. The KBI announces charges against two Wichita men in connection to an assault and rape in Edwards County. Colin Welch and Jeffrey Diedrich face charges, including attempted murder. Welch also accused of rape. It's in connection to an incident at home in Belpre last December. In Wichita, I'm Max Dutton, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News is brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Fort Hays State University is hosting an open house on Friday, May 1st. They invite you to walk around the campus and visit the buildings. As part of the open house, you can also witness the annual John Heinrich Scholarly and Creative Activity Days. The university is happy to invite community members to campus to view the various projects completed by our students, staff, and faculty. Special activities include academic posters, art and creative works, musical performances, a community engaged and open educational resources showcase, and applied industrial technology projects. Showcased creations feature work from the College of Arts, Humanities and Social Sciences, the W.R. and Yvonne Robbins College of Business and Entrepreneurship, the College of Education, the College of Health and Behavioral Sciences, and the Peter Wirth College of Science, Technology, and Mathematics. SACAD 2026 will take place in a hybrid format by featuring both online and in-person showcases. In addition to the open house on May 1st, all academic posters and some creative works can be viewed from April 27th to May 1st through the FHSU Scholars Repository at scholars.fhsu.edu/SACAD/. In-person works will take place on campus on May 1st. The Fort Hays State University Foundation and Alumni Office, as well as admissions, will provide transportation across campus and parking is free. Light refreshments will be available at most buildings, with additional food and drink options available for purchase from the Union Catering Company within the Memorial Union. Additionally, cotton candy and popcorn will be served in the quad, limited to the first 200 attendees. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan announced a $16.3 million is available to improve broadband infrastructure through the Broadband Acceleration Grant Program. The program is designed to offset high costs that are required for building networks in places where distance and low population density make private investment difficult to attain. Tolan said high-speed internet has become a standard service that individuals and businesses rely on every day. He added that the BAG program is designed to support a prosperous future for Kansas by expanding reliable and affordable broadband access to residents across the state, regardless of location. In its sixth year through the bipartisan Eisenhower Legacy Transportation Program, or EIC, the Broadband Acceleration Grant Program aims to provide high-quality, reliable broadband access throughout the state, prioritizing unserved areas, economically distressed communities, and areas of compelling need. Transportation Secretary Calvin Reed said the broadband access impacts every industry and every Kansan, which is why KDOT plays a key role in the grant program. He added that the agency is committed to expanding broadband across the state and working with partners to help local communities overcome challenges and make important infrastructure improvements that benefit both residents and the broader economy. Since the program was launched, Kansans have invested $31.3 million in broadband grants to communities and businesses across the state. Over the last 5 years, high-speed internet has been delivered to more than 12,000 homes and businesses in 37 counties. The effort leverages an additional $38 million in matching funds. Director of Broadband Development Bill Abston said the BAG program is more than a typical grant opportunity, describing it as an investment in people and communities. He noted that strong infrastructure, especially in rural Kansas, helps keep the state competitive, connected, and attractive for new families and businesses now and into the future. The grant application period will begin Monday, April 27th, and remain open until close of business on Friday, June 12th. Please be sure to apply for the Broadband Acceleration Grant Program at the Office of Broadband Development. We'll host a kickoff webinar on Monday, April 27th. I'll be back with more news after this.
Join our stellar team at Norton County Hospital. Looking for a workplace where compassion meets career growth? Look no further. If you're ready to embark on a fulfilling journey surrounded by supportive colleagues and opportunities for personal and professional development, we want you to be part of our family. Explore exciting career offerings and our comprehensive range of benefits, including CAPERS, on the Career tab at ntcohosp.com.
On Tuesday, U.S. Senator Roger Marshall introduced Health Savings Account Expansion Act, legislation that would expand access to HSAs and give Americans more freedom and flexibility in how they pay for their health care. As a physician who spent more than 25 years delivering babies and caring for patients across western Kansas, Senator Marshall has long fought to put health care decisions back in the hands of patients and families. The HSA Expansion Act builds on that commitment by dismantling restrictions that prevent millions of Americans from accessing one of the most powerful tools available for managing health care costs. Senator Roger Marshall said that during his time as a physician, he saw how confusing and costly the health care system can be. He explained that the legislation is intended to give Americans more flexibility, choice, and control over how they manage their medical expenses, emphasizing that health care decisions should be made by patients and families rather than the federal government. What the bill does is expand HSA eligibility to people on Medicare, Medicaid, and CHIP, and to all plans that have a deductible above a certain amount, regardless of other factors. It also allows a person to pay for their health insurance premium with HSA funds and their health care sharing ministry expenses. Students from Oakley are bringing home top honors from this year's Kansas Kid Wins State Challenge following a full day of competition in Salina on April 11th. Oakley Middle School's team, known as the Twister Sisters, earned first place in the 6th through 8th grade open generator category, while Oakley High School's Spirit Wins team also claimed a state championship in the 9th through 12th grade open generator division. With those wins, both Oakley teams now have the opportunity to advance to the World Kid Win Challenge set for May in Madison, Wisconsin. The state competition featured some of the best student teams from across Kansas. A record 106 teams competed at regional events earlier this year, with just 35 teams from 25 schools advancing to the state finals. Students competing in Kid Wind design and build wind turbines, testing their ability to generate energy while learning about renewable power, engineering, and problem solving. Teams can use standard generators, build their own, or compete in open categories that allow for more customized designs. Organizers say the competition continues to grow each year, giving students hands-on experience in science, technology, engineering, and math, while also encouraging innovation in renewable energy. For Oakley students, this year's results highlight strong local talent and a growing interest in STEM education, with a chance to now compete on the world stage. I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Norton County Hospital. You can call Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all your health care needs.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. The New World screwworm continues getting closer to the U.S.-Mexico border. Sigrid Johannes, the Director of Government Affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says the number of cases in Mexico continues growing.
As of today, Mexico has registered more than 20,000 total cases in this outbreak since it first hopped the border from Guatemala to southern Mexico. They consider about 1,240 of those to be active cases. That means the rest have been inactivated either through treatment or through the animal dying. The vast majority of those have showed up in bovines. They have also had quite a few cases in equines, and then they've had a somewhat minor or negligible amount in dogs, cats, some wildlife, humans, unfortunately, and birds.
And Johanna says the U.S. is much more prepared to battle the screwworm than it was a year ago.
We are in a much stronger position today in terms of sterile insect outlook than we were this time a year ago. The main engine of sterile insect production continues to be COPEG in Panama. They produce anywhere from 100 to 115 million sterile insects a week. They have long time been our partners in this and kind of been the only facility in the world producing this type of sterile fly for screwworm. And they are continuing to keep up that production. So we really rely heavily on COPEG right now, as does Mexico.
And more sterile fly production facilities are in the works to help the U.S. Boost preparedness in case of an outbreak. Now, the latest case was about 60 miles from the U.S.-Mexico border, so it is inching ever closer as far as the numbers are concerned. Still a lot of activity taking place, not only down at the Edinburg, Texas facilities, but also along the U.S.-Mexico border as well. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Ranch horses have a special place in our hearts and an important role in our cattle ranch operations. That's why we take special care of them. It's time for annual vaccinations to protect their health. Valley Vet Supply has the professional vaccine brands for sleeping sickness, tetanus, flu, and rhino. And for convenience with fewer needle sticks, Valley Vet has combination vaccines, including West Nile virus, formulated by reliable pharmaceutical companies like Zoetis, Merck, and BI. To include strangles protection or rhino abortion protection for pregnant mares, Valley Vet stocks the highest quality vaccines. At valleyvet.com, you'll find exceptional value and a large selection of meds and more shipped fast and free on most orders over $75. Find your ranching needs at valleyvet.com or shop their store in Marysville.
Valleyvet.com, valleyvet.com,
Valleyvet Supply.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
I'm meteorologist Michael Caron on the Kansas Agriculture Network. Breezy conditions across much of the region for this afternoon, out ahead of an approaching cold frontal boundary and dry line feature pushing into western portions of Kansas by this afternoon coming up, which could touch off a few isolated thunderstorms by late in the day. A few of these storms could go severe by late this afternoon into the early evening, with damaging wind gusts and some isolated instances of some hail a possibility with any of the strongest storms. A high fire danger concern, especially across western Kansas this afternoon with those blustery conditions. A better chance for some scattered thunderstorms than across eastern Kansas on Thursday afternoon into Thursday evening, and some of those storms could again be strong to severe. For northwest Kansas, for this afternoon, we'll see a mixture of clouds and sunshine, slight chance for an isolated storm developing, with high temperatures climbing up into the middle to upper 80s. We'll have our winds breezy out of the south at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Into north-central Kansas for this afternoon, becoming mostly sunny with high temperatures climbing up into the lower part of the 80s. We'll have our winds breezy out of the south and southeast at 20 to 25. For northeastern Kansas for this afternoon, gradually clearing skies, high temperatures reaching up into the upper 70s to around 80. South to southwest winds at 10 to 15. Into southeastern Kansas for this afternoon, holding on to some cloud cover with high temperatures looking to reach up into the lower to middle 70s. Breezy winds out of the south at 10 to 20. For south central Kansas for this afternoon, gradually clearing conditions with high temperatures in the middle to upper 70s, around 80 near Medicine Lodge, while south winds at 20 to 25. For southwest Kansas, slight chance for a late day storm, highs in the mid 80s to near 90, south wind 20 to 30. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. If you're struggling with mental health, you should know that there are resources out there that can help. And it's okay to talk about it if you need to. One place to get started with information is loveyourmindtoday.org. Loveyourmindtoday.org offers a range of guides, instructions, and insights for dealing with difficult situations or getting through a tough time. If you're struggling with mental health, get the help you need, because most people out here really care. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This is Jan Teen for Norton Livestock Market with information on this week's Thursday cattle sale at 1 o'clock. In the calves, here's 40, mostly black with a few reds. They're steers and heifers. They're weaned at 450 to 6 and a quarter. 33, mostly black, black, white face with a few reds on them. Steers and heifers, they're weaned at 400 to 650. 30, mostly black steers and heifers. They're off the cow at 450 to 600. 26 black white face steers and heifers. They're off the cow at 500 to 6 and a quarter. 20 black steers off the cow at 550 to 650. 19 black steers and heifers. They're off the cow at 450 to 600. In the feeders, here's 150, mostly black with a few reds on them. Steers and heifers, long time weaned and worked at 650 to 850. 20 black steers and heifers, long time weaned and worked at 600 to 675. 16 Charolais heifers at 700. 6 black and red heifers at 8 to 8 and a quarter. We'd be expecting more consignments of all classes of cattle by sale time. Hope to see you at the auction. Thank you.